Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I'm Atul PM and here are the top headlines at this hour. Tata's N. Chandra says group not talking to Tesla. Saudi asks New Delhi to use cheap oil it bought last year. PM says PLI scheme may lift output by $520 billion in 5 years. Blackstone may buy stake in India SIFI. Over 1.8 crore vaccine doses administered in India so far. COVID eats up Rs. 13 lakh crore of household income. Let us take a quick glance at what happened on the last trade today. Benchmark equity indices tanked for the second straight session on Friday, as Fed comments failed to assure the bond market's inflation concerns. And a freeze on the oil output cap by a cartel of oil-producing nations pushed crude prices higher. Adding to jittery sentiment was a strengthening dollar that threatens foreign inflows. Sensex sheds 440 points to end just above the 50,400 level. Nifty slipped below the 15,000 mark and closed near 14,940 level. Indus India Bank plunged almost 5%, SBI slipped 3%. Power Grid, Dr. Reddy's Labs and NTPC declined nearly 2% each. ONGC, Maruti Suzuki and Kotak Bank were among a few exceptions that gained over 1% each. Despite the harsh sentiment, debutant Heranba managed to settle 30% higher. We have Paras Bothra of Ashika Stockbroking to explain the market behavior. As Brent crude prices rise, which sectors do you think will be hit the most? Which sector may cheer the oil price rally?
Inflation is certainly going to go up and market is ignoring early signs of rising inflation. And that may not have been taken seriously. A runaway inflation is certainly a risk for the economy, and also it impacts the value of money, and interest rates also goes up to tame inflation, which is not good for the growth of the company. If the interest rate goes beyond a point, which starts hurting. But at present, these are early times and market would rejoice growth because of inflation.
Do you think market valuations are ignoring the risk of a spike in inflation?
If crude moves higher, OMCs, paints, automobiles, etc. are the primary sectors which generally tend to do worse. And generally the upstream oil companies are the one which benefits with higher crude oil prices. Also, if you look at crude for India, where it imports the large chunk, that have an impact on current account balances as well. So, if current account balances are impacted negatively, then that has a bearing on in currencies as well. So, if INR weakens, then export-oriented company tends to do well. Pharma, IT are some of the primary sectors which will do well if currency weakens because of crude prices remaining elevated. So, that's all about the crude oil prices.
On the technical charts, Nifty slipped below the immediate resistance at the 15,000 mark and ended up forming a spinning top candle on the daily scale and a shooting star-like pattern on the weekly scale. We caught up with Nilesh Jain of Centrum Broking to decode the technical charts. Welcome to the show, Mr. Jain. Nifty today fell below the crucial mark of 15,000. What are daily and weekly charts suggesting?
Well, you are right. Nifty has broken its crucial support zone, but if you look at the daily time frame, Nifty has the important support of 50 DMA, which is now placed at 14,586. And also, if you look at the daily time frame, it has formed a doji candlestick pattern because of the recovery from the low levels, which is considered as a reversal pattern. And it shows some sort of indecisiveness as well. So in the coming week, we can expect a similar sort of volatility that we saw in this week. And on the higher side, we can expect a pullback of 15,100 to 15,200. Immediate support from short-term perspective for the Nifty index is placed at 14,750. And if you look at the weekly time frame, it has taken support of a rising trend line to connect all the lows starting from 7,500. And also, an inside glass candlestick pattern is formed on the weekly time frame that indicates some sort of a bullish reversal pattern. So yes, we can expect some sort of a pullback in the coming week.
Nifty Bank looks weak. What are charts telling?
Right. If you look at Bank Nifty structure, it has underperformed compared to the Nifty index. Although it has formed a sort of a doji candlestick pattern on the weekly time frame, similar to the Nifty, where we can expect some sort of a reversal in the coming week. Because the important support zone for the Bank Nifty is now placed at 35,000, if at all it reaches those levels on the closing basis, then we can expect a further sell-off towards 34,000. That cannot be ruled out. But from the immediate perspective, we can expect a pullback in the bank Nifty as well towards 36 and 36,500.
Asian markets settled marginally lower. European markets were also trading up to 1% lower in the first few hours of the trade. US stock futures were hinting at a negative start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.